And this news update's being brought to you by McKenzie Jewelers, your full-service jeweler for over 38 years. And by Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. From the courthouse, a story of personal triumph and a second chance. Reed Thomas Pettit walked away with a clean slate as charges against him were dismissed following a remarkable period of rehabilitation. Pettit, who had been under a delay of sentence in a domestic violence program, didn't just meet his obligations, he soared past them. His attorney highlighted a new job, a return to college, and successful completion of all court-ordered mental health treatments. A key factor in his turnaround? Moving out from a stressful living situation with his brother, which was identified as a significant hurdle to his progress. The court lauded Pettit for seizing the opportunity, calling his journey a testament to commitment and a new future. A clear win for a personal effort and a powerful example of rehabilitation in action. In a dramatic turn in a Michigan legal case, Stephen Scott Mihalik, facing charges, vanished from his final pretrial hearing. But that's not all. Authorities say he allegedly cut off his electronic tether, one placed on by his bonding company, not the court, and then fled a domestic violence incident. Now a bench warrant is out for his arrest. Prosecutors are not only seeking his immediate capture, but will also plan to hit him with new felony absconding charges, citing a pattern of similar disappearances. Despite the manhunt, the jury trial set for March 24th remains firmly on the calendar. This puts defense attorneys in a tough spot, worried about preparing for trial if Mihalik is eventually found and jailed far from home. We'll bring you more as this story develops. And in Huron County, a probation violation case is wrapped up with a stern message from the bench. Travis Denning Deering, already on probation, found himself back in court after his alcohol monitoring device was tampered with. The situation escalated during a hospital stay for mental health concerns. He tested positive for cocaine. His defense argued mental health struggles were at the root, but the court was not swayed, citing that mental health cannot be an excuse for controlled substance use. The judge emphasized a failure in rehabilitation, noting Deering must pay the piper. The outcome? Deering is now unsuccessfully discharged from probation and will now serve 60 days in the county jail. While work release is an option, it comes with a strict warning. Any positive drug test and that privilege is revoked, a clear signal that accountability, even in the midst of personal challenges, remains paramount in the eyes of the law. And we'll return after this word from our sponsor.
Are you looking to replace your vehicle? Then think Ortis first. That's Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. Call the sales team at 989-269-8472 for all your new and used car needs. Or visit them online at ortis.com. Ortis Ford can deliver your new vehicle right to your door. At Ortis Ford and Bad Axe, you'll find a great selection of new and used late model cars, trucks, and vans. You will always get your best price along with superior service before and after the sale. Ortis has vehicles in every price range. If you don't see the model and color you require in the lot, Ortis has a locator service that can find what you're looking for fast. The service department offers the works package that includes oil change, tire rotation, and full safety inspection. Ortis also sells tires with different specials rotating all of the time. The body shop is available for your repairs, and we offer free estimates and loaners. Just call 989-269-9000.
And we have two obituaries today. Bernard Lease, age 80, formerly of Port Hope, passed away Thursday, February 26th. He was born September the 19th, 1945, in Harbor Beach, and he married Maxine Guitar on May 27th, 1972. She preceded him in death on June 25th, 1994, and Ben and Joanne Jeffers were united in marriage on August 31st, 1996, in Port Hope. Ben also served in the U.S. Army during Vietnam. He is survived by his wife Joanne, his children Jennifer, Bernard, Juliet, Jill, his stepchildren, grandchildren, and 19 great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Ben will be Tuesday, March 3rd, at 11 a.m. at the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. Cremation will follow, and visitation for Ben will be on Monday from 2 to 7 at the funeral home, with visitation on Tuesday beginning at 10 a.m. till time of service. In lieu of flowers, please consider donating to the Veterans Foundation or the Harbor Beach Local Outreach. You can share your memories with the family at RamseyFH.com. And Shirley Bloom, 91, of Elkton, passed away peacefully on February the 28th. She was born February 17th, 1935, in Berkeley, Michigan. On January 28th, 1953, Shirley went on to marry Richard Sturgis. Shirley is survived by her sister Donna and Betty, and funeral services for Shirley will be on Wednesday, March 4th, at the Free Methodist Church of Bad Axe, with burial to follow in the Colfax Township Cemetery. Visitation for Shirley will be at the church Wednesday, beginning at 10 a.m. until time of service at 11 a.m. Arrangements are being handled by the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. Donations may be given to the Free Methodist Church of Bad Axe, and your memories can be shared with the family at RamseyFH.com. And we'll return for more news right after this word from a sponsor.
Meet podiatrist Dr. Angela Stoutenberg from McLaren Thumb Region in Bad Axe.
This is Dr. Angela Stoutenberg, foot and ankle surgeon from McLaren, born and raised in the thumb. Do you have any issues of the foot and ankle, including soft tissue masses, fractures, bunions, heel pain, or plantar fasciitis, ingrown toenails, ankle sprains, or any other foot and ankle concerns? Make an appointment to see me in my Bad Axe office at 1117 South Van Dyke Road, Suite 400. We are across from McLaren Thumb Region in Bad Axe. There's no need to leave the thumb area for your foot and ankle needs.
To schedule an appointment with McLaren podiatrist and foot and ankle surgeon Dr. Angela Stoutenberg, please call 989-269-6170. That number again is 989-269-6170.
A referral is needed to see Dr. Stoutenberg.
And we're back with more news. A new CNN poll released today shows that 59% of Americans disapprove of the decision to take military action against Iran. The data suggests deep public concern regarding potential for a long-term, multi-year conflict. Trust in the administration's handling of the situation remains low, with 62% of respondents suggesting congressional approval should have been sought for further escalations. Only a quarter of the public believes even enough diplomatic effort was made before the strikes began. And the Saudi Defense Ministry confirmed the U.S. Embassy in Riyadh has been targeted by two drones today. Initial reports indicate the facility was struck, leading to an immediate shelter-in-place order for all U.S. mission personnel in Saudi Arabia. Security alerts have been extended to Jeddah and Dhahran, with non-essential travel to military installations strictly limited. No casualties have been officially confirmed by the State Department as of this morning. And that's been a look at your news brought to you by McKinsey Jewelers, your full-service jeweler for over 38 years. And by Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford in Bad Axe.
This is Jessica from McKinsey Jewelers in Bad Axe. As you're doing spring cleaning, don't forget to look through your jewelry box. If you have broken chains, single gold earrings, outdated pieces, or anything 10, 14, or 18 karat gold you no longer wear, take it to Mackenzie Jewelers. We're buying scrap gold for its melt value. We don't purchase pre-owned jewelry for resale. We're simply paying for the gold itself. We will evaluate your items based on weight and the current market price and make you a fair offer. Recently, a gentleman stopped in with three older gold pieces and walked out with $900. If you have gold sitting at home, it could be worth more than you think. We're paying top dollar for scrap gold right now. Stop by Mackenzie Jewelers in Bad Axe and see what your gold is worth.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's Mackenzie Jewelers on the north side of Bad Axe.
Mackenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe, proud to have served our friends and community for over 40 years.
The north end of Bad Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine north end retailers include Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.